Joining us now, the co-host of VSiN Live Primetime from 6 to 9 Eastern, one of our favorites, and soon we will transition from him talking football to him being Puckstradamus. It is former NFL quarterback, 2003 Super Bowl champ of the Buccaneers. It's Sean King. Sean, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, what's up? And I'm coming in with a bang. I hate to rain on the parade there in Toronto, but don't trust Samsonov or Murray. Maple Leafs going nowhere this year come playoffs.
No, that is that. You are a showman. You know, you're an entertainer. You can't start this interview with that about the Maple Leafs. Leaf fans are insecure right now after that horrible loss to Columbus on Saturday.
I'm just telling you, you can't trust either one of your goaltenders, and that's a big problem come playoff time.
Yeah, well. Certainly Matt Murray, he might not even be healthy by that time. We'll see. Samsonov's been, you know what? No, we're not going to argue about Leafs goalies right now, because I need to start here with you, Sean. We'll do this in a couple weeks. Let's go back to you and your Super Bowl win over the Raiders. What was that moment like? Let's start with this. What was the locker room like soon after when you guys got there, after you guys beat Oakland?
I mean, it was surreal. It was a whirlwind for us because we didn't have the extra week in between. So we went right from the conference championship game on a Sunday to having to be in San Diego from Tampa on Monday to playing that following Sunday. So it really was a whirlwind. You know, just getting logistics settled, you know, it's not easy, you know, getting hotels for family members, getting tickets, you know, making sure that everything is straight outside of the game. And, you know, before you know it, the game's there. And we won, and it was an unbelievable moment, but it didn't really sink in until a little later. Of course, we had, like, the Super Bowl party back at the hotel after, but hell, guys, we had like a 9 a.m. flight the next morning coming all the way back across the country. So all I remember is we did a lot of packing and a lot of flying.
Oh, God. Of course, it could be worse. You could be trying to do that today and with how the airline industry is now. So, yeah, a whirlwind for you. How was the rest of that evening? How was the party? You know, just how about let's go like this. What was 2 in the morning like for Sean King after the Super Bowl win?
Well, it was a sense of accomplishment for me because I didn't actually play. Like, yeah. The only passes I threw were in pregame. But me being the brilliant mind that I am, I was like, you know what, how do I make sure that they don't ever forget me? So I wore white sleeves under my jersey, and John Gruden likes the camera, and the camera likes John Gruden. So I said, you know what, if you stand next to Gruden the entire game,
really?
You'll be in every picture. I invented photobombing. Find a picture of John Gruden at Super Bowl with Sean King not behind him.
Oh, now I want to go to Google Images, but I'll have to do that later. That is so smart. Good for you, Sean. Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you disagree with this statement? I would have been fine if, even though they lost and he had the fumble, I thought Jalen Hurts was the best player on the field yesterday. I would have been okay if he got the MVP, even though the Eagles lost 38-35. Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you disagree with that?
With 10 being completely 10.
10, yes, 10 would be completely, okay.
Jalen Hurts played a phenomenal football game. Patrick Mahomes was the best player on the field, especially in the second half. He only had one incompletion. They were down 10. He brought his team back, and they won by 3 comfortably. Like, he balled out. What happened in the first half was the Chiefs were very undisciplined on defense. Spagnuolo had a good plan, but they had some errors. Frank Clark jumps offside on 3rd down. Nada jumps offside on 4th down. They had a couple perfect blitzes. The contain got uncontained Hurts. So Hurts played really good, but they dominated time possession in the first half. I think it was like 22 minutes to 8. But then in the second half, the things changed, and the Chiefs' discipline picked up. They held the Eagles to only 11 points in the second half, and it was the Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, that made the plays when they really had to be played. But hats off to Jalen Hurts. He definitely established himself as the future quarterback for the Eagles. Remember, coming into this season, there were still question marks surrounding Jalen. So hats off to him. Phenomenal game by the young man. But Patrick Mahomes was the guy that held up the trophy afterwards.
A year ago, we were wondering about Hurts after that bad playoff loss to Tampa. Now I think the argument is Hurts could be, if not the best quarterback in the entire NFC. On the other side of things, were you shocked how irrelevant, invisible, the Eagles' defense and defensive line was yesterday?
I wasn't, because I was a guy that said all week, or the last 2 weeks, the Chiefs are by far the best offense this Eagles defense has faced. You know, Philly handled their business. They didn't go up against a murderer's row of quarterbacks. They played Aaron Rodgers once, who I think is at the bottom of the top 10, but they put up 33 against them. Dak Prescott threw for 300-plus yards, and the rest of those quarterbacks, man, weren't very good. Whereas the Chiefs played Justin Herbert twice, Joe Burrow twice, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence twice. Like, I just thought they were more battle-tested and ready. And what you saw was an Eagles team that had feasted on bad offenses and bad quarterbacks kind of get exposed a little bit by an elite offense.
At the half... And, trust me, it's the reason why I took Kansas City as well, just because I didn't trust the level of competition, of level of quarterbacks and offenses that Philly faced all year. I also didn't expect Philly to score 31 points. The other was the defensive touchdown, to run the ball as well, and no sacks, no holding penalties against the Chiefs' offensive line, which we knew was good. But to me, they performed even better than I expected. Near the end of the first half, and again joined by Sean King from VSIN, that's VSIN.com is where you go to find him. The Eagles were up by 10, and Patrick Mahomes was hopping like it was the AFC Championship game. He looked injured. We wondered about the ankle. At the half, I was worried that this game could have been a blowout. What was going through your mind?
Well, this is why everybody listening right now should tune in to VSIN Primetime from 3 to 6 Pacific, because at halftime of the game, me and Tim Murray did a halftime show on VSiN, and I said, bet Chiefs money line right now. Down 10, I knew the Chiefs were the side. I said, you know, when you have an ankle sprain like Patrick had, a lot of it's mental. And when somebody falls on it, all it does is breaks up that scar tissue, and you feel better afterwards. After that immediate shock of getting hit, I was like, he's going to be fine in the second half. And listen, Spagnuolo's going to tighten up the lack of discipline on defense, and they're going to win this game. I just felt like they were the better team still. So you could have got, I think it was plus 320.
330.
Money line.
It was. Yeah, I saw 330 on FanDuel. Yeah, they were plus 330. Yep. I felt bad for everyone to bet the Eagles at minus 460.
Yeah, so that was my advice. So, I mean, if you want good advice, you want to cash some tickets, you also want to know why you shouldn't believe in your Maple Leafs, just tune in to VSiN. And Puck Shadamas is going to give you all the best hockey advice. And last night, you would have got Chiefs money line in half at a great price.
That would have been, it was damn good. It was funny. And you wouldn't even have known that Mahomes was injured in that second half if you just watched the second half of the game. So where do you now, I'm never the prisoner of moment guy. I'm not here to put Andy Reid as a top five coach or Mahomes as a top five quarterback. They're on that road. I think KC is a dynasty with a lowercase d, not an uppercase D. But just from a historic point of view, how do you view the coach, the team, and the quarterback?
Well, they're elite. They're elite. I don't rank current players. I don't feel like a player can have a stranglehold on where his legacy is until his career is complete. Because after year five, we were saying the same things about Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think anybody views Aaron Rodgers as an all-time great quarterback. So, like, you got to let the whole thing play out. Having said that, I mean, he's off to a heck of a start, right? 5 years, 5 AFC championship games, I think 5 division titles, 3 Super Bowl appearances, 2 Super Bowl wins, 2 NFL MVPs, 2 Super Bowl MVPs. I mean, you don't get off to a better start than Mahomes has. And when you look at him, he's the real deal from a talent standpoint. Andy Reid, one of the best ever, because he's done it with multiple quarterbacks. He's been extremely successful with quarterbacks of different skill sets. So you got to, you know, the one constant is him. I mean, look at Belichick without Brady. I mean, so what Andy Reid has done is pretty legit. They're building a dynasty. The only thing I think that will impede Mahomes is the fact that it's a murderer's row in the AFC every year.
Yeah.
I mean, right, if you're going to have to beat Burrow with a healthy O-line, remember since he lost 3 of their starting 5 O-linemen, You know, so they didn't go into Arrowhead this year, you know, fully loaded. You got Josh Allen, who you got to think is going to rebound. I mean, Justin Herbert's now got Kellen Moore, you know, calling the plays. So I think it's a really good OC. Lamar Jackson is probably going to be on that side. You know, Russell Wilson, I think, is going to reemerge with Sean Payton. So that's the only impediment, is that it's hard coming out of the AFC to get to the Super Bowl.
Follow the man at Real Sean King. Check out his show at VSiN Primetime at VSiN.com. Sean, thank you so much. And next time on, we'll talk Samsonov, Murray, the return of Austin Matthews, and can the Leafs find a way to beat the teams that are at the bottom of the standings? I look forward to that. And where's Aaron Rodgers going to go? And all just the fun of the offseason. Appreciate all your contributions throughout the NFL season.
Can't wait, and go get your Lightning futures, man. Lightning are winning their third Stanley Cup in the last 4 years. Thank you.
Love it. Actually, I hate it, but I love the confidence in it. That is Sean King, former Super Bowl champ with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.